I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
In 2017, the world endured one of the greatest injustices of all time when filming of the third installment of the Sex and the City movies was abruptly and inexplicably shut down. Months later, here we sit, reeling from a lack of closure and struggling with questions that we'll never be able to answer. Living in a world where we're so callously robbed of the final chapter we all deserved is something I simply cannot stand for. Therefore, I, Lara Marie Shainhalls, am taking matters into my own hands, and I'm saving Sex and the City 3. Welcome, listeners, to Saving Sex and the City 3, the podcast with me, Lara Marie Shainhalls, and a fabulous guest where we reimagine the movie Sex and the City 3 and make it a reality. Today with me is my dear friend and someone that the readers have been intrigued by, and he's finally getting his justice. It's Jonathan Parks Ramage.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
Justice for Jonathan Parks Ramage.
Yeah, justice for Jonathan is happening.
I'm so honored to be one of your first SATC3 Imagineers.
You inspired me to do this. You were my muse.
Honey, I live to inspire.
Yeah,
I
because...
I live to be an SATC3 muse.
Honey. We were texting and we came up with our own like plot of the movie after you had shared that day... That, was it the Daily Mirror or like the mirror?
Oh, yes. Was this the one where Sarah Jessica Parker was like, hashtag me too. I really wanted SATC3 to work out and it didn't.
No, and that like, was babe? A ridiculous moment. That was a ridiculous SJP moment. But
yeah.
I was talking about the article where you, that said they were ready to kill off Samantha's character and
oh, yes.
replace her with either Kim Basinger or Sharon Stone.
Oh, yes. That, according to a Hollywood source, mm-hmm. the ever reliable Hollywood source. Yes, I did. Yes. So that, yes, that's what inspired mm-hmm. this whole thing.
Yeah. And then we got off on like a text chain. We pissed Ryan off. He was on the text chain.
Ryan
and,
hates a text chain.
And thus the idea for this podcast was born where I was like, wait, we can just like create Sex in the City 3.
We are the
any
phoenix
day
that
of the
rises
week.
From the ashes
yeah.
of Samantha Jones' grave.
Mm-hmm.
So this is really an uplifting moment for
we
us.
We might have been robbed of Sex in the City 3, but now we're going to just do it.
Yeah, we're like Robin Hooding it.
Mm-hmm, we are,
you know,
fully
I mean?
Robin Hooding.
Yeah. Okay. Well, so, should we transition?
Yeah, we should transition. And so I ask my guests to arrive at the podcast recordings with simply a log line or an idea. And then we just build out a movie from there and create Sex and the City 3.
Right.
So you have a log line.
I do.
Tell me everything.
Okay. So when I was breaking this movie, I was like, okay, well, what the most important things we have to establish are obviously Carrie's journey
mm-hmm.
and like what her relationship moment is.
Yeah.
And then also Samantha's death.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought...
So you're going in the whole direction of like Samantha's dead. And
oh my God, Samantha's dead, fully dead in the universe of the movie.
Wow, wow.
So I was like, okay, what if for Carrie's love journey? So like post SATC 2, she's just like all horned up from like her encounter with Aiden.
Mm-hmm.
And then when she's back in the city, they wind up connecting and having like this like illicit affair.
Oh,
that,
wow.
That Big doesn't know about. I know. Dramatic.
Twist.
But around the same time that Aiden reappears in her life, Samantha Jones goes missing. And then like, I don't know, like 10 minutes into the movie, she turns up dead.
Oh my God. Murdered.
So, murdered.
Clearly murdered.
Clearly murdered.
So this fully is like murdered. A noir.
Oh yeah. It's like, but it's still like a fun and flirty noir. Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
Of course.
Yeah. Carrie's just like, did Aiden kill my marriage? And Samantha Jones. Do you know what I mean? Like, she's just, like, writing, like, true crime Sex and the City posts now, like, that have, like, sex tips, but also, like, she's trying to, like, really get to the bottom
of this. To solve the murder of Samantha.
Yeah.
I love that, too, because then it gives SJP, like, more humanity. Like, it's, like, it makes her just look better for, like, really caring about Samantha's character and trying to bring justice to Samantha's
death. But she should still do it in just, like, a very self-centered kind of way.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah, yeah, and, like, she can get, like, really into, like noir fashion. Do you know what I mean?
Like, she's very like nod to like the 40s. She's wearing lots of trench coats.
Yes, she's giving
some stockings.
Ooh, like a mini trench and just like a lot of like fishnets, maybe.
Fishnets for sure. And then she can incorporate her own shoe line into it because those are kind of like 40s glam.
Oh,
looking,
I love
and
those.
Then have those. Okay, so I love where your head's at.
Yeah.
Okay, so Samantha's dead, but we'll figure out what happens with her ghost. Carrie is in this illicit affair with Aiden. What do you envision for Miranda?
Well,
like, just give me like a storyline or like a blurry watercolor.
No, totally. I think, well, for Charlotte and Miranda, I feel like weird things should start happening to all of them. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? Like, there's like a killer on the loose.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? But it's like each of them. So like, Charlotte, at the end of the last movie, she was, like, discovering her, like, lesbo nanny, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, like, she figured out that her nanny was, like, not a threat.
Not
like,
a threat.
Just total lesbo.
Yeah.
Loving that for her. Like, what if her lesbo nanny is also murdered, putting her in, like, a really big childcare bind?
Wow. Okay.
Do you know what I mean?
Is that murder related to Samantha's murder? Do we
Who
think?
Knows?
We don't know. Okay.
We don't know.
I love this. So
the bodies are piling up, and we just don't know why.
Charlotte's like the summer of Sam.
Yeah.
It really is.
The summer of Sam. SAGC3, the summer of Sam.
Yeah. Okay. So,
oh my God, that's the title.
Yeah, that is the title. So, okay, so Charlotte's nanny is dead. She's in a child care crisis. She's overwhelmed. She has Lily and what's her daughter's name?
TBG.
Lillian Rose. Duh.
Yeah.
Okay. And
Lillian
then
Rose.
Isn't that her little
Lily
baby
Rose Depp? Oh my God.
No, but didn't she have a baby daughter named Rose? Like an actual
TBG.
Blood relative?
Oh, maybe.
Yeah.
Anyway.
So then let's talk about Miranda's storyline.
Miranda. Well, I feel like Miranda should be the person who handles Samantha's will, right?
Yeah, because there would be complications.
Yeah, there would be complications.
Okay.
And, like, I feel like Samantha, like, left, I don't know, like, a sex toy to, like, every lover she's ever had. So, like, Miranda is, like, the executor?
Is it executor, yeah. Mm.
Tough words. Mm-hmm. Okay. So like Miranda like has to like go around to like all these former lovers of Samantha. Meanwhile, she's like maybe picking up some clues or like red herrings. But she comes home one day and who does she find slain in her bed? But Steve.
No. Steve is dead too.
Steve's dead too.
So not only is Miranda handling all of Samantha's like last will
everything
and everything
for Samantha,
Steve is also dead,
Steve
making her
dead.
A single mother,
single white mother,
single white mother.
Yeah.
Okay, so all right, okay, all right.
Because we can't just have like tertiary. I was like, should we kill off Magda?
But no,
it's like, that's the same
don't
story.
Don't touch
beat.
Magda.
Yeah,
no.
And
Magda is essential for Miranda's like healing process.
Exactly.
Okay. So the movie starts out like we're in New York.
Boop, 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 boop.
And I feel like they're all like meeting for dinner. Like all the girls are going to get together and like have a ladies'
they're
night.
All
it's girls'
a ladies'
night,
night
out.
Yeah, exactly. But like
but
Samantha
doesn't show.
Yeah. And, like, at first, Carrie's, like, really pissed. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because she's, like, she organized the dinner. Maybe it's a special occasion.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
And, like...
Samantha's supposed to get them into this, like, hot new restaurant that they're going.
Yes,
yeah. And
exactly.
And then Carrie and all the girls are stuck waiting at the bar. And Carrie's, like, this is just like that last time where Samantha, like, couldn't get us into the restaurant.
Yeah.
Remember when they kept trying to go to that one and, like, then Carrie had to lend the tampon. And then Carrie's, like, I'm fucking through menopause, so I can't even give someone a tampon.
And
like, this sucks.
The Abu Dhabi fiasco in the last
movie. They're like, God, Samantha is so flaky these days. Like, what is up?
Samantha. Yeah, they're hating on Samantha.
And they have, like, kind of a talk at the bar where they're like, you know, she's really been upsetting me too. Like, I'm really pissed at her. And they all, like, share one thing they're really irritated about Samantha. Yeah.
And then maybe, like, Carrie comes home from the dinner. She, like...
They don't even get to eat dinner.
Yeah, they don't. She comes home drunk. It's like a birthday scenario. Yeah. When Carrie, like, no one came to her birthday. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so she comes home drunk, turns on the light in her apartment, and who's waiting there? But Aiden.
And she's like, how did you get in here?
And he's like, I don't know, you gave me a key in Morocco? Or maybe we just don't know.
We don't know. Yeah.
We don't know. So she's terrified.
He's like, I'm a woodworker. I do things. Yeah. I make furniture and like get into apartments. Don't worry about it, babe.
Don't worry about it. I'm just using my woodworker skills.
Yeah. And Aiden is, his wife has recently passed. He's a widow. He's a widower.
He's a widower. Oh, very good.
Yeah.
He's a black widower, mm-hmm. honey.
And he's like, I loved my wife. You know, we have these daughters together and I miss her every day, but like, I can't get you out of my head. So I broke into your apartment. And Carrie's freaked out, but then she like actually likes the attention. Like she's like,
and like Big's like on a business trip.
Yeah. Big's in China. He's in China, like dealing with things.
Dealing with like, maybe he's like an investor in like a TV company, which really trolls her. Cause if you remember in the last movie,
she's like, TVs again, just go to China. Leave me out of it.
Yeah. But it's like, it's even bigger this time because like he's now head of a TV company, which is taking him away. Mm-hmm. Big's in China.
Aiden's in her living room. Yeah. Carrie's at first put off, but then she's like, let's sit down and
50
talk.
Shades Freed, honey.
Yeah. So she like makes like a martini.
Yeah.
And they get to talking.
Yeah.
And one thing leads to another. And before anyone knows it, they're in bed together.
Fucking.
Yeah. Carrie's leaving her bra on, as she always does.
As she does. Never comes
out. And they have just, like, wild sex.
Yeah.
And afterwards, they're laying there, they're sweaty, and it's kind of like, oh my God, what just happened? And Aiden kind of smiles. He's like, he really is happy that he got to stick it to Big in this way, in his own marital bed.
Yes. Yeah. Oh my God.
So then they're like, it's post-coital, and they're just trying to, like, kind of come to terms with what happened.
Yeah. They're like, can we really do this?
Is this what we want? Like, what? Carrie's like, what was that? What was that?
Exactly. It's very dramatic.
He's like, I don't know. I'm dealing with a lot of grief right now, but we'll stay in touch. And so they kind of are like, we'll just call this with us. Yeah, it's a TBD. It's like, we both needed this, but we're not going to like crazily read into it. And by no means will we continue.
Exactly.
So he leaves. And now Carrie is alone.
Yeah.
And she hasn't heard from Samantha all night still.
That fucking bitch.
She's like, that bitch, but I obviously need to call her and tell her like what's going on.
Yeah. And then do we just smash cut? Or wait,
Samantha.
Right.
She calls Samantha and Samantha picks up and she hears screaming. She hears screaming on the other end. And she's like, Samantha just is getting fucked again. Where was she?
Oh my God,
this whole
time? She's just fucking.
Yeah,
she's screaming like she's getting fucked.
And she's like, do you ever listen to anything I said? Like, tries to really tell her.
Screwing us over for a one night stand. Yeah. Fuck you.
And Carrie's like, I had important things happening tonight that I needed to talk to you about. But then Samantha keeps screaming and screaming. And then Carrie realizes, oh my God, she's not having sex. She's like being murdered. So she freaks out.
Yeah.
And calls the cops.
Yeah. Calls the cops. 911.
Yeah. 911. 911. And then goes to like meet them at Samantha's apartment.
And all the girls show up.
She calls Miranda and Charlotte from the cab and you get the three screen slice and they're all like, oh my God.
And Miranda's like, just like in pajamas and like Charlotte is
with
like
a cat on her lap and like a hot mug of tea.
Yeah. And Carrie's just like fully done up.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Just like full beat, full hair and makeup, like wants to arrive on the scene camera ready.
Yeah. With like a huge swinging skirt.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
And a tube top.
Just like a taffeta murder skirt.
Yeah. And like a deep red big flower.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Oh, we're bringing back the flower.
Well, we're bringing back the
Summer
flower.
Summer of Sam is all about the reemergence of the flower.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So all the girls show up to Samantha's apartment and the cops are there.
Yeah, just crime scene, flashbulbs of crime scene photography, police line, do not cross.
And Samantha has been brutally murdered. There's blood. There's blood everywhere.
Everywhere.
Blood on the walls. It looks like a Jackson Pollock. Charlotte's like, this looks like Jackson Pollock painting. Because, yeah, you know, she knows art.
Yeah, exactly. And Miranda's already stepping in, being all lawyer-y.
Yeah, she's Miranda's like, trying to get, like, the cop comes over to Carrie, and he's like, so, ma'am, you're the one that called. And he's kind of cute. You know, he's like a cute cop. And he's like, cop. So you called, you placed the 911 call. Like, what were you doing tonight? And Carrie's like, and she doesn't want to say because she was fucking in.
Oh my God, yes. Yeah. Oh my God, that's her alibi. But yeah, she doesn't want to reveal it.
And Miranda steps in and goes, don't say anything until you... so stops her from saying anything, but Miranda knows that something's up because Carrie's acting really shifty.
Yeah, acting really weird.
Yeah.
And she's like, I couldn't help but wonder. I crossed the police line. Did I also cross? I don't know.
No, go with it. I like where you're going. I couldn't help but wonder.
I know. I feel like we need to work. Couldn't help but wonder when I crossed the police line. I don't know. This needs a workshop.
The police tape said, do not cross. But by telling him that I had slept with Aiden, would I be crossing a line? Something like that.
Yes. It's like, yeah. It's like, yeah. I couldn't help but wonder. The police line said, do not cross. But if I told him that my alibi was sleeping with Aiden, would I cross another line?
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yeah, there you go. Okay, thanks. So, and the cop is kind of like, the cop and Miranda have a little bit of like flirt. Oh, you know who the cop is?
Who?
It's that cop that Miranda went on a date with. And she thought she was not hot enough for him.
Yes. And
now
he's back.
Now they're meeting again at Samantha's murder scene.
But she's like in her lawyery element.
She's in business mode.
He's like kind of turned on because she's like lawyer top.
Yeah. He's really turned on by her. She's taking charge. And then he has a moment. He's like, but do you remember me? Do you know who I am? She's like, no, my friend's dead. My friend's dead. Don't make it about you. All men just make it about themselves. And then she realizes, oh my God, it's hot cop.
It's hot cop.
So she's kind of like loving that moment, but like can't really deal with it.
Can't deal with it right now.
So everyone's upset. Charlotte's crying. You know, she's traumatized by all the blood. Yeah. She's like worried about how much of a mess it is. It was also how was Samantha murdered? She what?
She was just. Oh my God, this is so tough.
It's okay.
It could be like sex toy related. It
definitely has a sexual edge to it, which really makes Charlotte uncomfortable.
Yeah, very uncomfortable.
Yeah. And everyone's traumatized.
And
the cop asks the ladies, they're the girls. He's like, who do you think could have done this? Who do you think could have done such a thing?
Yeah.
And they don't know.
They have no idea.
And we kind of pull back, like fade out of that scene.
Yeah. Helicopter shot over Samantha's apartment.
Then we fade into Samantha's funeral. And it is fabulous.
Oh my God. Yes, honey.
There's a red carpet. Literally, like all these celebs are there. Lucy Liu shows up with the Birkin.
Lucy, is there.
She gives a speech about how Samantha was always like so brash and they did fight about the Birkin, but now she's really, she's sad that they had to part ways.
Kat Dennings is there. She shows up.
She organized the funeral.
Kat Dennings organized the whole funeral. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because she remembered when Samantha really helped her out and she's had a change of heart.
Mm-hmm.
We need like a diva singing. Like we need like a Liza moment, but like,
yeah, we need our musical version.
Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like Mariah?
Maybe Mariah, yeah.
Taylor Dane? It needs to be a fading diva.
A fading diva is singing at Samantha's funeral, and that person, it's Celine Dion.
Oh my God, of course.
And Celine, it shows up in total couture.
Yeah, like current Celine.
With
couture Celine.
With a choir behind her of young boys.
Yeah. Yes, Celine plus boy choir.
There's just a moving, she just sings like the most moving, beautiful, haunting song, and everyone's weeping.
It's like I drove all night, but like the ballad version.
Yeah.
And like she's driving all night to heaven to get to Samantha.
And Carrie is looking around and seeing like that the funeral.
try to get to you.
Carrie's looking around. She's like, oh my gosh. She realizes that not only is the funeral like heavily populated by like celebs and stuff, but it's also like every guy that Samantha's ever fucked.
Yeah, oh, on the show. God.
So we get now all these cameos from all the guys from the show that are at the funeral.
Fan
that are
fulfillment.
So sad.
Yes, honey, we're getting them all.
Yeah, and we get like a Carrie like joke that's like, I didn't know half of New York men were going to be here today or something like that.
Yeah,
like just... a little nod and a dig.
Yeah.
And Celine sings her song, the boys' choir.
A grave dig.
A grave dig. Oh.
Oh, sorry.
No, it's a good one.
That was a good one, if I do say so
it
myself.
It was a good one.
Just a grave dig, honey.
A grave dig. So they're all, everyone's so sad, and the funeral wraps up, and we have this beautiful song by Celine, and then we cut to Miranda in with the Will person.
Mm-hmm.
So they're in just like a one-on-one meeting.
Yeah.
But Miranda called Carrie to come support her.
Oh, like, yeah. So Carrie and Miranda are there.
So Carrie and Miranda are there. And the Will guy says, what does he say?
He says, Miranda left all of her money to Smith Jarrett.
Samantha left all of her money. Yeah.
Because he was her one true love.
Mm-hmm.
And he left you guys, and she left you guys these used sex toys.
Yeah. She's like, Carrie, I give you a butt plug because you really need to loosen up.
Grave digs, honey. They keep coming.
And then she gives Miranda like a diamond crusted dildo. She's
honey.
Like, you're a real one. Like, mm-hmm. thank you for being there.
Mm-hmm. And then maybe she gives Charlotte that gold plated dildo from Goop.
Oh, yeah, she does.
You know
and it's
I mean?
New because she knew Charlotte would be so weird about it.
She's like, don't worry, honey.
Yeah. And she says, I'm sorry I fucked your brother that one time.
Yes, it's all coming full circle.
Yeah. And so the girls are like, oh, Charlotte's going to love this. Like, she's too emotionally fragile to be here right now in this meeting, but she's going to really love this like post-funeral gift. And then the Will guy drops the bomb on Miranda that like now she has to deliver
all the
other sex toys to like the 250 guys that Samantha slept with in the greater New York area.
Exactly.
So Miranda's like, I guess, but I mean, it's like kind of a troll for her.
Yeah. And like, maybe she calls up Charlotte and she's like, Char, can you help? And Char's like, oh my God, I'm squeamish. And then like, she's like, Carrie, what about you? And Carrie's like, has mysterious plans.
Mm-hmm. Carrie's like, I want to, but I can't make it. Like, I have a dinner tonight.
And Miranda's like, with who? Your alibi?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, but doesn't say it outright, but it's just like BV skeptical.
Because mm-hmm.
like, Carrie's just keeps acting sketchy.
Yeah, Carrie's acting
and
really sketchy.
Like, what's going on?
And she also feels so guilty because it's like she was shit talking Samantha at the dinner like before.
Oh my God, yes.
Yeah, so Carrie's like racked with guilt. And then she just decides that like, instead of dealing with it, like she's just going to fuck Aiden.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. Because it went in a crisis.
Yeah. She's like, fuck the grief away. Like, let's do this.
Big is still in China.
He's like obviously horrified that Samantha is dead. And like, but he's also kind of checked out. And Carrie,
he like never cared that much about any of her friends, TBH.
No, he's like, you'll get over it.
Yeah.
You'll get over it, kid.
You'll get over it, kid.
Yeah.
Just like being his weird, distant big self.
And they're still, and like, I feel like Carrie and Big are having like, they're in like a really rocky relationship. Like they never fully recovered from the TV.
No,
like,
honey.
Even though he gave her the black diamond ring, like it's still, they've been going to couples therapy. Like they've been trying to get over it, but it's
not
like
enough.
It's not enough, and it's like
enough.
A rift that might tear them apart. And they both know this.
They know,
They know it's not right.
You can't save a marriage with a black diamond ring, honey.
They know it's weird that Big's been in China for 2 months
taking care of his TV company.
Yeah. And so things are happening now.
Things are happening.
So Carrie's at Aiden's.
Yeah.
We see her. What are they doing?
She's like still teary over like Samantha's death, but then like also like really horned up again.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like they definitely fook again.
Yeah.
And she was like, where did you, and afterwards they're like post-coital. And like, she was like, so where did you go that night? Like when you left after we fooked? And And Aiden just gives like a Vivi, just like, oh, I don't know. Like I went to my furniture studio.
He's like, I took Pete on a walk.
Yeah. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. So we already feel like Aiden's
like sketchy.
Sketchy alibi.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. And Carrie goes over there initially. She's like very teary and like looking to him for support. And she's like, I know what we did was wrong and we can never do it again. But then it's just like things get too, like it's like sexual. It's like an aphrodisiac, all the sadness. And so they fuck again and then they have this conversation and she's like, something's weird here. Like, it's weird. Yeah. And she can't decide if it's weird because...
Something isn't right.
Yeah. Because they're just fucking again and it's been so long and she's cheating on her husband. Or if it's like he might potentially be dangerous or violent. Like, so she doesn't know.
So she goes home. Meanwhile, Miranda is just pounding the pavement, just like doing a good deed, just like delivering all these sex toys to like Miranda's exes.
Yeah.
More fun cameos.
She wants to be efficient. So she goes like immediately from the will. She's like, I'm just going to like knock out at least 10 of these today. Because I have so many sex toys to get through.
Yeah. And like, she's just like.
She's frazzled.
Yeah. Frazzled. Comes to the end of the day. And she's like, oh, you know what though? I did it. Feeling really good. Mm-hmm. I've honored Samantha's memory, like, in this way.
Yeah.
Feeling great. Can't wait to get home.
To Steve. My husband.
My husband.
Yeah.
Who I love dearly.
Mm-hmm. They're in a really good place. Like, their relationship has never been better. Like, before she goes to the meeting, like, he's so there for her at the funeral, holding her hand.
Oh, my
God,
yes.
Kissing her neck. He's like, you okay? And, like, she's like, And... And, like, Brady is, like, 13 now.
Oh, my God, yes. Like Brady.
He's turned into just, like, such a handsome young boy. Honey, and
has his own YouTube channel.
Yeah. Brady was in the choir.
Yeah.
He was in the choir.
Oh, my God, he was
Celine.
In the boys' choir. He had a solo.
Yeah, he had a solo.
It was actually a duet between Brady and Celine.
Yeah, and, like, and everyone's just like, oh, my God.
Crying. Oh, my God, so happy.
So
everything's
happy.
Working out for Miranda. It's wonderful. Love, Steve. So, she comes home. Opens the door, and Steve is just slain in his bed.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe he's in the exact same position Samantha was.
He's in the exact same position.
Yeah, just like murdered in like a TBD BDSM moment of just like sexual murder, whatever.
Yeah, with like a ball gag in his mouth.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So Miranda's like, obviously devastated.
Yeah, she crumples to the floor. And is just weeping. No, no. Magda runs out.
Yes, Magda. And she's like.
And she's like, I was asleep. Because Magda is older
she's
now.
She's old. Can't
so
hear
she doesn't
anything.
Have her hearing aid in.
Oh, yeah.
It's
she's like coming out in
happen.
Her walker, honey.
Yeah.
She cannot. She can't hear a word.
Yeah. Brady comes home from being out from like choir practice
choir
or play
practice,
or wherever
really great
he was.
Choir practice went really well.
And he sees Miranda and Magda there and he knows something's not right.
Something's not right.
He walks back to the room and they're like, no, 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 don't look. But he has to look.
He has to look.
And he sees, and it's at that moment that his childhood comes to an end.
Yeah. He becomes an adult.
Yeah. And...
So obviously the cops show up.
Mm-hmm.
Hot cop.
Comes back.
He's the cop on the case.
Yeah.
And, like, she doesn't want to, like, take too much, like, comfort in his arms. But, like, there is a little moment where he's like, it's okay. And you see her just a seed of just something sparkle in her eye.
And she feels so guilty.
So
it's like,
guilty. Immediately
oh, my
guilty.
God. Like, my rebound fuck.
Yeah.
It could be tonight.
Yeah. And meanwhile, like... Charlotte, of course, rushes there and, like, maybe she's wearing her pajamas, but they're, like, really cute pajamas. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And then Carrie shows up to the crime scene. Oh, my God. Honey, she's just giving you just Diane von Furstenberg, honey. Mm-hmm. Or maybe Moschino. Maybe it's just, like, a really, like, kind of high concept couture, like, police line, do not cross. It's just, like, two, like, plastic, like... Like police lines,
yeah,
just like strapped
over like a denim jacket, like
a tight denim police,
and like
line.
A kind of like little police hat,
yeah. Ooh, yes, like maybe a mini police hat that's just like popped on with like a beret,
yeah.
And then obviously a gigantic. gigantic flower. Mm-hmm. Maybe two flowers.
Two flowers for the two slain.
Yeah. Oh, yes, honey. Mm-hmm. She's just like giving you just like a new flower for every dead body.
And like a thigh high boot.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Thigh high boot. Fishnets.
Thigh high black boot with like the denim shirt, the police sign, do not cross, police hat, two flowers pinned on the back, kind of like where, you, like where, you know, those like bustles would go.
Oh, yes. Just like a flower bustle.
Yeah.
A dead body flower bustle moment. Mm-hmm. Oh, yes, honey. She's just giving you Machino high concept murder scene realness.
Yeah. And she's like, what happened? And she's like more distraught than anyone.
More distraught than, but it's like a little bit much. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, even like Miranda's like, okay, Carrie, just like calm down. This is about me.
Yeah. And then like Carrie sees Miranda hug the hot cop and she's like, she, like, they have, like, an eye contact moment.
Yeah, so just like, oh, my God.
And then Miranda's like, don't say it. Not right now. And then, but they both know. Like, they Carrie both know. Knows. So the cop comes. He's like, wow, this is the same murder that just happened to your other friend. But now is happening to your ex-husband. Like, what's something? There's a pattern here. We're Summer seeing a pattern here. Yeah.
Summer of Sam.
They're like, do you have a profile? Like, they ask him, they're like, what kind of suspect, like, meets the profile of this, like, killer? And he's like, well, it's a crime that's sexual in nature, aggressive. He's like, maybe it's, like, a bisexual ooh, yes. that's not comfortable with their sexuality. Mm-hmm. And that's all we really know.
Bisexual. It's just, all we really know.
All signs point to a bisexual that did this.
Exactly. Definitely a snaky, snaky bisexual. Mm-hmm. So, okay. So it's been all night.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They've been up. It's now like 9 in the morning. The girls are
the sun's rising.
Sun's rising.
We get a beautiful like sun rising over New York moment.
Yeah, gorgeous.
Yeah.
But it's like the Sex and the City like theme song in like a minor key. So it's like, boo doo doo doo. Do, 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 do.
Yeah, it's really slow, mournful.
Yeah, mournful SATC music. And then they're like, well, it is like the morning, so like, should we just get brunch?
Yeah.
So then they like...
They're in the coffee shop. Yeah, like,
in the coffee shop at
having
brunch.
Having a sad brunch.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Post-murder brunch.
They're like, have like, everyone has like cry face.
Definite cry face.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they're just like trying to like kind of catch each other up to speed. They're like, this is so awful. Like, why is this happening to us? Like, what have we ever done to deserve this?
Yeah. And Charlotte's also like, thank God I have my nanny to support me during this time when things are so difficult with everyone.
Yeah.
I barely have time to look after my kids.
Yeah.
But my lesbian nanny has been so wonderful. And she's so confident in her sexuality.
Yeah. And Charlotte also is like, you know, I've heard a theory that bad things happen to bad people. You know, she's like,
oh, Charlotte, yeah, she's always getting has a her, little like, bit theories. Like,
yeah.
A little judgy about this.
Yeah. And they're like, okay, Charlotte, like,
people are dead.
People are dead. And like, bad things have happened to all of us.
Yeah.
Like, you're not exempt from this.
Yeah, exactly. And she's like,
and they kind of have like a little bit of a tiff. And then Charlotte's like, well, I just know like that I've been like a good person. Like, I adopted and I've had my struggles with like conceiving a child, but now that's fine. And I have like two beautiful daughters and a nanny and a husband who I love very much. And I'm like a Jew and it's great. And I'm a good person. I'm a good person. I'm a good person. And then she like gets up and storms out of the
restaurant.
Storms out. Yeah.
Yeah. And so Carrie is... She's just like, oh my God, I can't take all this stress.
She's like, and then she tells.
I need to. Oh, yeah. Wait, what
then,
is she
doing? Well, then she tells Miranda. She's like, God, it's like insane, but I need to tell you something. Mm-hmm. She's like, I've been sleeping with Aiden.
And Miranda is shocked. She's like, this on top of everything else. How could you? Because she's always judgy about the cheating, about the. She's like, how could you?
She's how like, I can't you? Believe this.
And Carrie's like, well, ever since Big started running that TV factory, mm-hmm. he's just been so focused on TV and not on me.
Yeah.
And Miranda's like, it doesn't matter. This is really shitty. I can't believe you're cheating with Aiden.
Yeah.
And then she's like, but have you noticed that ever since you started cheating on Aiden, people have started dying? So maybe it's like a kernel. And Carrie's like, no, but he's definitely not bisexual.
Yeah.
So like, it could never be. She's like,
no. He's straight. He's straight as they come. Like,
he is not a bisexual murderer.
Yeah. She's like, straight as an arrow. And
owns a furniture shop.
He has a house in the country. Like, he's straight.
Yeah.
And Miranda's like, sexuality is a fluid thing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not the 90s anymore. It's not the early 2000s.
Exactly. And she's like,
it's 2018.
It's 2018, and I've been a trans woman this entire time.
And Carrie's like, what the fuck are you talking about? And Miranda's like, it's my truth.
It's my truth.
I hid it from everyone. I knew that I could not be a lawyer and be out as a trans woman. I knew that would work against me when I tried the lesbian thing. I saw how complicated things got. And you know what? I have to live my truth now.
Yeah.
Now's the time.
And it's a big celebration.
Yeah.
And so they have such a celebration that Miranda just forgets all about her theories about Aiden.
Mm-hmm.
Meanwhile, Carrie's after brunch is just like, God, I gotta fuck Aiden again. I'm so horned up because mm-hmm. she's just like, all this murder and
yeah,
this
she like texts him. She's like, what are you doing?
Yeah, exactly.
He's like, I'm at the shop.
Right. So she goes to the shop, which is just like covered in just like BDSM, just like frightening, horrific BDSM like apparatuses.
Yeah.
And she's like, what's going on?
And he's like, well, I was doing like traditional furniture stuff, but then I started getting into like more art, like high conceptual like pieces, and like this is where things are at now. He's like, I'm just really inspired all the time, and like it's changing. Yeah. And then she remembers that she read this article about him in W Magazine about all his new like weird BDSM furniture,
right?
And she's like, oh my God, like you've had like a total kind of renaissance. Like, you're not the Aiden I used to know at all.
No, something's different. So then they start hooking up and he's like,
he kind of strangles her.
Yeah. But then he's like, will you finger my ass?
And she's like, I don't know. I've never really been much of an ass girl, but
exactly.
Then she's like, She gives it a try. Yeah.
But she couldn't help but wonder if Aiden was the bisexual.
Yeah. If she just fingered the killer.
Oh my God, that is rich. I couldn't help but wonder, did I just finger the killer?
So... Carrie leaves the hookup with Aiden, and he like asks her, he's like really upset. He's like intense with her. Yeah. He's like, when can I see you again? Yeah. I have to. And she's like, you know, I don't know. Like, I think Big's coming back soon, and like, I'll be in touch. Like, I'll call you.
Yeah.
So she like leaves and goes home.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, Charlotte is just at home in her Park Avenue apartment.
Yeah, beautiful.
With Harry and the kids. They're sitting down to dinner. The kids have just had a bath with, like, the nanny.
Yeah, exactly.
And...
it's a beautiful family scene. Everyone's happy. Charlotte's like, with all this murdering going on, thank God we have our lesbian nanny.
Mm-hmm.
And Harry's just like, I don't know. I can't do it.
And Lily's like, what happened to Uncle Steve? And she's like... Uncle Steve and Aunt Samantha went to heaven.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And then she's like, did that mean they were brutally murdered and BDSM related crimes?
And she's like, where did you read that? And she's like, that's what all the girls say at school.
Right. So then
like, has a moment where it's just like, God, kids are growing up too fast.
Too
like,
fast.
There's no way to protect our kids.
Yeah. And the kids just start getting really hyper and like really concerned about the murder. And she's like, lesbian nanny, can you just come in here? We need your help.
Yeah.
And then she like doesn't come.
She's like, hello. She like pages her on intercom, like the house intercom.
Yeah.
And the nanny's
like really annoyed.
Yeah. She's like, where is she?
Yeah.
And so she's like, okay, let's all go find her to the kids. And so they like run into the nanny's room where the nanny has been
brutally
murdered. And the kids, the girls scream, and Charlotte tries to hide their eyes. And the girl, one of the girls, like accidentally touches the blood and hugs Charlotte, but gets the blood on her dress.
Oh my God. Just like in the second movie,
yeah,
when
just
she
like
slaps
in the second
her
movie.
And Charlotte's like
so screaming even more because now her dress is ruined with blood.
Yes.
And again, hot cop
shows up. He's on the case.
Mm-hmm.
Looks like the same killer.
Yeah.
And this time he's like, the bisexuality theory treks out.
Yeah.
Because the nanny was so comfortable in her lesbian identity.
He was like, she was an out and proud lesbian, wasn't she?
Yeah.
And Charlotte's like, yeah, she was. And then that's when he knows. He puts it all together. He's like, okay, there is a bisexual killer just savaging your group of friends. And I'm going to need you all to just stay put. Like, you cannot leave the country. Yeah. You can't leave the county. Like, we need you guys here.
And Miranda has shown up in her pajamas.
Mm-hmm.
And Carrie. Oh, my God. She, like, out.
Carrie shows up in a blood red, full-length Valentino gown with sneakers, which she's never worn
with
like
the dress.
A real, like, she runs over.
Yeah,
runs
very
in.
Just like a platform sneaker.
Yeah.
Just like a latter-day Baby Spice platform vintage sneaker.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, floor-length Valentino turtleneck, maybe?
Yeah, like she's a turtleneck.
Like a Maya
kind
Rudolph
of like,
at the Oscars.
Yeah, yeah, totally.
Oh, loving that for her.
So she, like, runs in. And,
oh my God, but three flowers now.
Yeah, three flowers. There's
flowers.
Three huge flowers like on the dress somewhere.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Honey.
And everyone is just like in shock at this point. Like, who could this murderer be?
Who could this murderer
and
be?
And Carrie now Carrie like fully believes that it's Aiden.
Fully believes that it's Aiden. Everyone, and Miranda's like, I knew it was Aiden, right?
Mm-hmm. Miranda's like, Carrie, you need to tell the cop what you told me at brunch. And just puts her on blast to this cop.
On blast.
And then Carrie's like, okay, like my alibi is this guy, Aiden, that I was like, you know, I had dated for a while and then I cheated on him with my, and the cop's like, get to the point. Like, he's like, come on.
She's getting into all the details.
She's getting into all the nitty-gritty.
And it's just like, oh, honey, like, no one cares.
Yeah, I know. And he's
just
like,
get to the point.
And so she tells him that they had sex that night and then he left and she, like, he had broken into her apartment. Like, he had the key and the cop's like, oh my God. If he broke into your apartment, he could be breaking into anyone's apartment. So, and then she tells him about kind of the BDSM stuff and they're like, and Aiden's whole look at this point, too, like Aiden's hotter than ever, but his hair is like jet black. It's it's like he might even have like a shaved head.
Oh my God. Yeah.
And he kind of is wearing a lot of like black leather and
it's
like.
It's a real shift. Something's happening in his style journey. That's
and it's
just
hot.
Like, it's.
But it's also
scary.
Like, yeah, but it's scary. And like he wears like leather pants that have like straps like across like the whole pant. Like he's getting into like really like Rick Owens-y kind of looks and it's a whole
it's
thing.
It's a whole thing.
And so, like even when they are talking about his like style evolution, Miranda's like, you know, Samantha would have loved it.
Yes.
She always loved it when Aiden edged it up.
That's right,
bit.
Honey.
Yeah.
So then, okay, so we have the crime scene. All the girls are like leaving at the end of the night.
Mm-hmm.
But the cop is like, hey, Miranda, like maybe we could get a coffee afterwards. So get a coffee, and like she thinks it's a date, and she's like, "Oh my God, am I going on my first date?" But then he gets there, and he's like, "Miranda, I think you need to be the trap to catch the killer. As a fully out and comfortable trans woman, you're probably the next on this crazy evil bisexual killer's list."
Yeah, and he's like, "You cannot." He's like, "You're not safe.
You're not safe.
You're not safe."
And but he wants to use her as bait, and he's like, "Trust me. I got my guys. We're all going to be there. We'll set the trap. You just lie in wait and see if the killer comes."
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So then meanwhile, Carrie,
he's
of course,
like, just go back to your apartment and wait there.
Just, that's the whole plan.
Yeah.
Just go back there and
he's
wait
like,
there.
Go back to your apartment. Yeah. He's like, first, he's like, no. First, you're going to do an interview. You need to do an interview.
Oh, yes.
About and come out about being trans.
Celebrated. Yeah. Everyone loves her.
He's like, we need you to be a public figure so that it really pisses this bisexual off. Yes. So that they decide to do something crazy. And so he's like, sets up this whole interview. And actually, all the girls are really supportive. Oh, yeah, like, everyone's this there.
This is very positive.
Yeah, yeah, it's everyone's very positive. Loving it. Yeah. Yeah, and so Miranda does an interview with like Barbara Walters. Yeah. It's just like, huge. I'm out. Like, the secret is no more. Like, yes, I'm an incredibly successful lawyer.
Yeah.
And
living my truth.
And this is who I am.
Memoir is coming out next year.
And she's like, and she also is like, my husband was also just murdered. And I want to tell. I can't live
in secret anymore.
I can't live in secret.
Yeah.
And if the killer is watching this, like, your days are numbered.
Yeah,
she gives him threat.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Looks right into the camera,
honey.
Because
she wants to be provocative. She wants to be provocative and, like, provoke the killer into... Yeah, she's laying like, the track. And I'm the cop is there. Hot cop is there with his arms crossed.
Oh, yeah, like, watching the video.
Yeah,
shit.
Watching the video. So hot cop is there at the interview, yeah. And he's, like, nodding along, and he's excited.
Yeah, he's excited. He's like, oh, my God, we're laying the trap for the killer.
Yeah.
And Miranda's like, watch out, we're coming for you.
Yeah.
I'm on your trail, except for April 23rd, when I'll be at home in my apartment with the lights turned off with absolutely no defenses or cops around me at all. Definitely going to be alone then. Don't come for me.
I'll be mourning my husband, ex-husband. And exactly. Having a moment of silence. And then, like, it's like, I imagine one tear, like, kind of rolls
single
down her
face.
She has, like, a really powerful single tear moment.
Yeah.
And she and the cop lock eyes, and he winks at her, and, like, yeah. She knows, like, everything's gonna be okay.
Yeah. Meanwhile, Carrie, even though, like, Aiden is, like, prime suspect number one, she's just like, ugh. Honestly, can't get enough of him.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So yeah. She like...
And she also wants to like take matters into her own hands. She's like,
yeah.
What have I... She's like having a moment. She's like, what have I done for Samantha really in our friendship? Like, what have I contributed? Like, what did I contribute to her life? What am I going to contribute to her in death? And like, how am I going to right these wrongs?
And it's a really deep moment for her because she, up until this point, has never had a single moment of self-reflection that didn't involve herself.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a selfless moment.
Yeah, it's a selfless moment. And so she decides, like, she decides to go just, like, rogue. And that she's going to start investigating Aiden on her own.
Right. So she shows up unannounced. And he's just, like, in the middle of, like, a really... He's just, like, taking out a giant trash bag of, like, something that looks very heavy and suspicious and, like, literally like a dead body. And
yeah.
Like, I don't know. But then she's like, okay, whatever. Gotta stick to the plan. So she...
He's like, hey, little mama, when he sees her, like, out in the alleyway. Like,
a 250-pound body, just, like, in a giant...
In a rug.
Or what we think.
Yeah.
Is a 200. Anyway, so he's like, hey, little lady.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, so horned up.
Yeah.
And, like, she's like, honestly, fuck the questioning. I'm just, like, DTF right now.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean? And so, like, all her self-reflection goes out the window, and they just, like, have wild, amazing sex.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah. And they even do like anal.
Yeah, exactly.
Carrie has anal sex for the first time. And then she's like, afterwards, he's like, Aiden's like, you want me to put it in your butt? And she's like, yeah. And then she realizes that that's the gift that she gave to Samantha in death. Like, Samantha would be so proud
that
she finally had anal sex.
But she's also suspicious because she's like, is Aiden bisexual?
Because he's like, it's my turn now, like, just when they're about to go to sleep. And then Carrie's like, and then we wake up the next day and we realize, like, Carrie definitely fucked him in
absolutely.
The ass too. Yeah,
she's pegging.
Yeah, she's pegging
now.
So she's like, wow, not only would Samantha be proud of just me having anal, but she'd be like extra proud that I'm just like
strapping
taking the whore reins.
Yeah. So then that all leads us. The next evening, Miranda is sitting alone in her apartment.
Mm-hmm.
All the lights are turned off.
Mm-hmm.
It's super tense. She has a brief powwow with a cop who's like, don't worry, babe. I'm hiding out in this closet. I got all my guys here. We got you. We got you covered.
He's like, when I make the call, the SWAT team comes in.
Exactly.
And she's like, okay.
She's like, okay.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm nervous.
She's told Brady to go away.
She signed up to boarding school.
Yeah, yeah.
It was honestly too much with, like, her career and her memoir and all the interviews. And, like, she's now, like, a big star. So, like, she, like, just doesn't really have time. Like, doesn't really have time.
And Brady gets it. You know, he's like a kid. He's very, very mature for his age.
I mean, he's like singing duets with Celine Dion.
Yeah.
He's fine.
Yeah.
You know what I
and
mean?
And he's gay, by the way.
Oh,
like a
so
huge queen. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Biggest queen ever.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, so Brady's away. All lights are off. Cops there. Like, you hear like clunk, 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 clunk. And just like in the lock, and like Miranda's just like sweating bullets, and like the cop is in the closet, just like eyes on the door with a gun in his hand, and we have the SWAT team, and it's like, and like you hear clunk, 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 and the lights flip on, and Miranda's like, Aiden, we've got you, but who is standing there but Carrie?
Carrie.
It's been Carrie the whole time.
It's been Carrie the whole time.
It's the twist.
And Carrie has like a knife in one hand.
Yeah. Just like a full-blown like artillery rifle around her. Just like a bag full of just like BDSM equipment. It's been Carrie the whole time. It's a huge Sixth Sense twist.
Yeah.
It's so just like, I see dead people.
But so when Carrie called Samantha and heard her getting murdered, how did that work?
She was in two places at once. I don't know. We have to think about this.
Carrie's like, okay. So I love that it was Carrie the whole time. I love that twist.
Because it would be.
Yeah. I'm just feeling like now we have to like go, we have to figure out the logistics.
It's the Sixth Sense moment of like, there has to be this moment in the film where it's just like flashbacks where you realize that it was Carrie and like
that Carrie was never a reliable narrator.
Never a reliable narrator.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That Aiden, like, no one's even seen Aiden. Like, and we realized that Carrie just made up the entire Aiden.
Oh my God,
we
realized
that she truly just like was hallucinating Aiden's presence the entire time.
Oh my God,
and
so
it was really her crossing over to the dark side because she got so consumed with her relationship problems that it eventually drove her to murder.
And madness.
Yeah.
So we
flashback and realize, we see like, it's like in Fight Club when you flashback and Edward Norton's just talking to the air. It's like Carrie standing in her living room being like, what are you doing here? And then like, she's like pretending to like finger someone and have sex with them.
Yes.
And like, she pretends to like have anal sex, but like, she's not having any of it.
And with the first thing, it was just, she was literally calling Samantha from inside Samantha's apartment as she was murdering her.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's literally just like, or like in The Sixth Sense when Bruce Willis, like,
she was actually just murdering Samantha and thinking that she was like on the phone.
Yeah.
In the movie, it's like that goes so fast, you're not going to even really know. It's
not even really going
to
know.
And you'll kind of come out of the movie and you'll be like, what was like, what was the phone thing?
It all made sense except for the phone thing.
And even the reviews will say that. But everyone will be on the same page that it's like, you know what? We forgive this little snafu in the plot because what a fucking twist that was.
It was Carrie the whole time.
Yeah. So then the hot cop like bursts out of the closet and shoots at Carrie and he hits her in the shoulder and she falls back, but he hits her where one of her red
flowers
of her flowers is,
and it's a bulletproof
and
flower.
It's a bulletproof flower, so she falls to the ground, and then he runs up to Miranda, he's like, are you okay? And she's like, yes. And then as soon as he's about to get the SWAT team in, Carrie throws a knife at him and it hits him in the back and he falls to the ground.
Oh my God. So now it's Miranda versus Carrie.
Yeah.
In a showdown. Beyonce and
Ali Larder and Obsessed.
Yes, yes, exactly.
And Carrie has like a bag full of like dildos with knives attached to that. Like, she is a scary bag of tricks. She pulls out her like vintage Dior purse and like comes out with like a dildo with a knife thing. And you see her like kind of laughing, and she like plays with her necklace and it says like Carrie, that little like her like, and she necklace. Like touches it and it like leaves a little drop of blood. And Miranda's like, I always knew you were kind of crazy, but I never thought you would take it this far.
Yeah.
And then a fight ensues.
Oh, yeah. Just full on, just like knockout, yeah. Drag down.
Like Kill Bill style. They're like throwing each other into the bookshelves and like slamming each other through coffee tables. Yes. And at one point, Carrie tries to like stab Miranda with a dildo knife, but she hits the couch and then it's like she's like chopping up the couch. Yes. And like it's just like a fully choreographed fight scene.
Crouching Carrie, Hidden Dragon.
Yeah, right? Hidden Miranda.
Hidden Miranda.
So they end up in a situation where they're both strangling each other.
Yeah, absolutely.
And who bursts in the door but Charlotte?
Yes! Oh my God, to save the day.
To save the day with an assault rifle. Because we all know Charlotte's a closet Republican.
Oh, yes, honey.
Yeah.
She is pro-gun. Pro-gun, honey. But honestly, in this case,
and Miranda is
we.
Like so politically correct. Miranda's like, Charlotte, what the fuck are you doing with an AR-15?
And Charlotte's like, saving your life.
Yeah,
and bitch.
She goes, it's my right. It's my right. And then she starts shooting, but she's never actually like been trained. So she kind of shoots and then it causes her to fall on the ground and like knocks her out. And Miranda's like, just like shaking her head. She's like, that's what you get. Like, that's God damn it. And so she and Carrie like continue to like strangle each other.
Yeah. Then Big comes in back from China. But no, how did he get to
No,
Miranda's?
I think we find out that Big's been actually dead the entire time. Like, we then find out that, like, when Big went to China,
He actually,
Carrie got so mad about the TVs that she murdered him. Yeah. And that Miranda's like, Big's not even in China, is he? And she's like, no, he's fucking dead.
I hated that TV.
I hated that TV and I hated him.
And I hate black and white movies.
Yeah, and she had like stabbed him in the throat with a Manolo.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay,
we see the montage of her stabbing him in the throat and then like putting his body in a trash bag, which is the trash bag that she thinks she saw Aiden carry,
but it's really Big's body because it was starting to smell.
Because like Carrie has just like become BDSM Aiden.
Oh my God, lol. Wait, we have Charlotte, we have Miranda, we have everyone in their, it's all happening.
Yeah.
So then how do they get out of this?
So I imagine the music is swell. It's like kind of like an organ music at this point. It's like,
yeah.
Doo, 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 doo. And Carrie's like, she ties up Miranda and Charlotte.
Oh, yes.
And then she starts to go, she's like, pulls out her MacBook and opens it up.
Yeah.
And she's like, it's time for me to write my final post. And she starts kind of typing like this history of their friendship. And it turns out that she's had a lot of grievances about their friendship over the years. And she's been like, she came across as so prudish all these years, even though she was like a sex columnist, but that like it was all this like repressed sexuality like boiled up inside of her and like turned her into this like woman who just couldn't live her truth, and like it overcame her and she became the BDSM killer.
Yes.
And then it's the opposite for Miranda, who became empowered by her truth and lived her truth and now is this beloved character. And it's the opposite even for Charlotte, who's lived her truth. But while people may not agree with it, at least she's being honest, you know? She loves guns. She loves her nanny. And, like, she's not making any excuses for who she is. And they kind of tell Carrie this while she's, like, riding.
Yeah.
And Carrie doesn't want to hear it. She's like, I'm the author here. I write the story. This is my story. And she keeps like talking about Aiden.
Talking and talking.
And I think Carrie still thinks like Aiden's the killer. Like Aiden is real. And they're like, Aiden isn't real. Aiden's not real. And then finally Carrie she's like kind of snaps out of her like murder fugue and takes in just all the violence that she's done to these people. And the music swells and she just
starts making out with Miranda and Charlotte.
They have a three-way kiss.
They have a three-way kiss because she realizes that in order to stop murdering people and love herself, she needs to accept her inner bisexuality.
Yeah. So they're making out and they're kind of like grossed out by it, but they're like, we're just going to go with this because we need to live through this scenario. Yeah. And Charlotte's like, ew, at first. And Miranda's like, Charlotte, just go with it. And like, and so they're all kissing and kissing. And then Carrie leans in close and she looks at them in the eye and she goes, I love you. And they go, and then Carrie just runs and throws herself out the window. And as she's like, her body's like fluttering, but the amazing dress she's wearing, she's just wearing it kind of is like flapping in the breeze. And it's like this
beautiful,
super like fashion murder moment.
Oh my God. Yeah. It's the original dress she wore in the title sequence.
Yeah. She's wearing the full,
she's wearing the pink dress. She's bringing it back to the beginning. Yeah. Yeah. Tutuing it up.
Yeah. And it's like blood stained. And as she just like, she kind of like spreads her arms and then just falls.
And lands on the bus.
Lands on a bus.
With her billboard on it.
Yeah.
Dead.
And we then cut to her funeral.
Yes.
She and Steve and the nanny have a joint funeral. Because the nanny and Steve weren't funeralized because since they were murder victims, they were like, we have to hold onto their bodies and do like forensics and stuff before we can lay them to rest. And, or maybe we have two funerals. Maybe the nanny and Steve have a joint funeral.
Yeah.
And it's very sweet. And Miranda stands at the podium and she's like, she's basically like Oprah at this point. Like she's a public figure. She's like an out proud trans woman. And she's just like giving the most powerful speech about how it's so important to be yourself. And like, you have to trust yourself and live your truth. And like, just like accept who you are.
Yes, honey. She's inspiring us all.
People are crying. So, and then we cut to Carrie's funeral and it's just Charlotte and Miranda.
And they're the only ones that shown up.
Standing by just like standing by a grave.
Yeah. Standing by an open grave.
Open grave in the rain.
Yeah. Just Undertaker just throwing dirt into just the
quiet.
Grave. And they're just quiet. And they're like, I guess we're only making reservations for two now. And they turn and
Charlotte throws a pink carnation.
Oh, yes. Pink carnation onto the grave.
Carnation onto the grave.
They turn, walk away in thought. And as they do, you just see like Carrie's zombie hand shoot up from the grave. And just like clutch the side.
Yeah, no, a zombie foot. It's a zombie foot wearing a beautiful shoe. Just like thrusts up through the grave. And it's like, dun, dun, dun! And then setting you up for Sex in the City 4.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Wow.
It's a hit.
This is a hit.
I would see this.
This is a murder thriller.
Murder thriller comedy. Yeah. But ultimately really supportive of the trans community.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we're loving it. And Miranda becomes a thinspirational figurehead of the movement.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's beautiful.
I think it's great. It's like a thriller. I feel like it's right on. It's like what this country needs right now.
It's what this country needs right now.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Wow. My God.
Well.
Thank you.
Congrats.
Thank you for your pitch. Sex in the City 3. Summer of Sam. tell everyone where they can find you if they want to follow
you.
You
can find me on Instagram at JPRampage. You can find me on Twitter at the same handle. You can find me on Facebook. You can find me
on the street, living your life.
You can find me in your heart.
Yeah.
That's where I really want you to find me.
Well, thank you so much for being my guest.
My pleasure.
And inspiring this podcast.
Good luck with your projects.
Thanks, honey.
Bye.
Bye.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com. Code PROGRAM.